time change. April the 24th, it's Monday, start of another week. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. You can access our website through RBN Live or simply go to republictradinggroup.com. Updated daily with all kinds of stories out there. You know, the amazing thing over the weekend, the mainstream media was abuzz with the story about a new tape from Osama bin Laden surfacing. Apparently, the media is concerned about a guy who lives in a cave who mails in tapes once every 3 or 4 months. The story that they missed altogether was that Russian military planes flew undetected through the U.S. zone of the Arctic Ocean to Canada during a recent military exercise. According to the Lieutenant General of the Russian Air Force, the U.S. was unable to detect the planes either with radar or visually. Oh, yeah. They were a Tu-160 Blackjack bomber and a Tu-95 Bear had successfully carried out 4 missile launches. The bombing exercises were held using Tu-22 blinders. Yes, and we worried about a guy in a cave while the Russians violate U.S. airspace, and nobody at the spook agency knew about it. Doesn't that just make you feel all warm and fuzzy? Quick check of what's going on Wall Street. Dow off 6 points at 11,341. NASDAQ off 8 at 2,334. No big shakes on Wall Street. Ford shares dropped to a 3-year low. I'm excited today because we welcome back an old friend after this short break. Why? Oh, we got 25 more seconds, you're telling me? Oh, I've been informed that we have 25 more seconds before we go to a break. I thought the break was coming up real soon. As I was saying before we left, I'm really excited today because after the break, when it does come, we'll be welcoming back an old friend to analyze and dissect the wonderful world of finance. Yes, L. Martin from lmartinraw.com is back in the big seats, and we'll be talking with Al when we return.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British Sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British Sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898 or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. I'm excited. My guest, Al Martin, is an independent political and economic analyst with 25 years of experience as a trader on NYMEX, CME, CBOT, CFTC, and he's considered to be a primary source of independent analysis. His focus is on market technicals. You can access Al's website at almartinraw.com. And before I bring him up, hang on, Al, I have to say this. The last time Al Martin was on a Republic Broadcasting Network, silver was under $7 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrials and the NASDAQ were pretty much where they are today. The head of the Federal Reserve was Alan Greenspan. And Al Martin, on this very show, said to me when I asked him the question, when gold was trading at $420, Al, do you think we will test 400? And his response to me was, Robbie, you will never see $400 in your life again. My great pleasure to welcome an old friend back. Hey, Al.
Robbie, good afternoon. By the way, a little tip. I heard your commercial.
Yes.
A little tip for would-be buyers of British sovereigns.
Yes.
As sovereign buyers know, sovereigns contain 0.2354 fine ounces of gold. Try to find those sovereigns, speaking of George V sovereigns, try to find those sovereigns dated 1925.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to most people, the 1925 gold sovereign contains more gold, and in fact is 0.2362 ounces of fine gold. The reason why, by the way, is that Britain in 1925 was required to increase the gold content of the gold sovereign pursuant to the Bretton Woods Agreement.
You know, you never cease to amaze me with the depth of knowledge that you have.
Just some little esoterica.
Let me also say that Al has a model $25 the $25,000 portfolio. And I think the last time you were on the show, it was somewhere north of $100,000. Where does that portfolio stand today?
As of the close of business today, approximately $316,000.
That be more.
Well, I've traded a fair amount of silver and copper in the last 10 sessions. As a matter of fact, more than we normally trade.
And might I add, copper was, correct me if I'm wrong, was copper around $1.20 this time last year?
About $1.40 this time last year.
Yeah, where is it today?
As we speak, the July copper contract's trading at $3.04.
Well, I guess those old houses' value just went up considerably based on the fact that they will have copper piping.
Well, the copper, of course, had a recent milestone on Friday, a record one-day move in the copper, wherein the July futures moved up 18.5 cents. A record one-day move. 6% of its contract value. That would be equivalent to a $40 move in gold.
Now, did someone suddenly discover there's a shortage of copper out there, or was there another reason why copper has had, percentage-wise, obviously, a larger percentage-wise move than either gold or silver?
It has, and yet the fundamentals are actually a little more negative. Copper, which is much more of a supply-demand story than is the silver or the gold. We hear the copper bulls touting the China story, of course, the Indian story, and the tremendous buying of copper that China and India have done. However, lest we forget, the commodity funds, which now dominate all of the commodity markets, dominate copper more than anything else. The commodity funds now control, for instance, more than half of all of the outstanding COMEX contracts. The same can be said for most other contracts on other global exchanges in the copper. The supply-demand situation of copper is not anywhere near as tight and as the shills that you hear every day on CNBC and Bloomberg would have us believe, and it is very much a contrived market.
Talking of contrived markets, there's no question. As we've been watching the action in silver and gold, particularly in the last week, and I think I'm correct in saying the COMEX and the NYMEX, for that matter, have been raising margins quite aggressively over the last week and a half, maybe 2 weeks.
They have. I would suspect that the exchange member minimum margin on the COMEX silver contract would be increased to $6,000 shortly. Similar increases in the gold margin. But, you know, as a percentage of the value of the contract, we are not still all that much out of line given the inordinate amount of volatility that we have seen, particularly in the last 10 days. The reason why we have seen margin rates increase, particularly in the silver, beyond what is traditionally 10% of the contract value, is because of the large UDBs, or unsecured debit balances, i.e. losses, that retail houses are having to write off. Because Joe Sixpack trader wannabes have gotten hit hard in the silver in recent days, particularly after the crack we saw Thursday night.
Now today we had another test.
We had another test. Yes, I had put last night in the Globex early Globex session. We had sold silver initially 1325 in the May contract. The high on the board was 1326, early session. That continues to be the high. I reiterated the short sell recommendation this morning at 1275. Indeed, the silver crapped out late session, traded down all the way down to 1170 bid, settling out 77.5 in the regular session. We opened higher, currently up 9 cents, have traded up as much as 12 cents in the aftermarket session. The silver was actually a buy right on the regular session close from a technical standpoint, in that today's pullback held the 1160 low, which had been established Thursday night when they broke the silver the first time.
Now, and I'm sure you've got an explanation for this. In all the years that I've been following gold and silver markets, when New York closes, pretty much Asia just is either flat or non-existent. Nothing ever happens. But the last 2 weeks, as soon as New York closes, there's a flurry of activity in the Asian market. Is this U.S.-generated or is it Asian-generated?
The flurry of activity that you are seeing, which mostly comes out of Tokyo, in the Globex session in the silver early, is mostly Japanese fund buying. The Japanese commodity funds are now larger than the U.S. commodity funds for the first time ever. And they trade more aggressively. than do most of the U.S. funds. And unlike the U.S. commodity funds, this is something that has always bothered me about commodity funds, the reason why I don't recommend people invest in them, is that 83% of all domestically based commodity funds are what is known as long funds only. It means they can only buy, or they can only trade from the long side, which is absurd. You find that commodity funds on the rest of the planet will trade every single day from every side imaginable, using every derivative imaginable.
Talking about funds, because one of the traders that was asked today about the action in silver, he said, in anticipation of the Barclays ETF in silver, which nobody seems to know when. Some people say it's in a couple of weeks. Some people say maybe a couple of months. Nobody has a definitive answer when the silver ETF is coming about. And he said that basically investors were tired of waiting for news on the silver ETF and decided to take their profits while they could.
Well, Robbie, it's a case. I mean, there's no secret about a buy the rumor, sell the fact trade, which is what we've seen in the silver vis-a-vis the Barclay ETF. We saw the same trade in the formation of the two gold ETFs, the GLD, the Street Fund, being the first that was formed, how the gold shills pushed the price of gold up on the basis of the formation of ETFs, claiming that ETFs are a inherently bullish factor for the underlying commodity, which is not true, as we have seen, and promptly post-formation of the gold ETFs, gold fell back $40 an ounce. It is very much a buy the rumor, sell the fact. And we are getting very close now to the Barclays silver ETF being a reality. It has cleared all of the major U.S. regulatory hurdles that it had to clear, and although Barclays Bank Limited has not yet announced the timing, I would think the deal is very close to the market. And the one reason why you have seen some professional trade selling, and in particular professional trade shorting, you saw that again this morning up around 1270, 1280, coming into the silver.
We are speaking with L. Martin. You can access his site at lmartinraw.com, and there's a link to Insider Intelligence, which is subscription-based, and we'll be talking more about ETFs and whether they're good, bad, or indifferent when we return.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Al Martin from AlMartinRaw.com. This segment we'll be talking a little about ETFs, exchange-traded funds, the new buzzword from Wall Street. My analysis of ETFs are for wimps.
Well, you know, Robbie, the great question of the day that I am asked frequently concerning the market impact of ETFs on the underlying commodity they hold. Now, the bullish shills that we hear every day on you-know-who, CNBC and Bloomberg,
sure,
would have everyone believe that ETFs are an inherently bullish factor for the underlying commodity, when in fact that's not true. And the gold ETFs point that out pretty well. They are, in the beginning, at best a mildly bullish factor for the underlying commodity that eventually become, when the fund becomes mature, when these funds become mature, they become much more of a neutral factor when you get many more people trading them, many more short-term traders in the funds than you do long-term holders of the shares in the funds. And the reason why I say it is only a very mildly bullish factor for the underlying commodity is that if we look at the buyers in the last 6 months, for instance, the initial long side or buyers in both of the gold ETF funds, we find that 74% of the money that went into those funds came from another gold or gold-related investment that was sold. In other words, people, to finance their purchase of shares in the GLD or the ITRAC fund, for instance, sold gold stocks, or they sold a mutual fund gold stocks, or they sold gold bullion, or they sold depository receipts, or they took money out of their futures account that they used for trading gold futures. It is not anywhere near the bullish factor that the shills would have you believe it is.
Doesn't it just simply give the ability of say a Merrill Lynch or a Goldman Sachs now to offer their clients who heretofore were not allowed to purchase the physical metal and they were discouraged from purchasing, it just gives them, when a client wants a gold in his portfolio, it just gives them the ability to stick him in an ETF.
Well, certainly the big retail firms operate on the premise that if you don't want gold stocks, if you want to be exposed to gold, But you don't want gold stocks because of the additional risk that gold stocks represent. After all, they are a business. There is a separate and distinct business risk, along with a separate and distinct political risk, depending on where that gold mine does business. I mean, we have seen many gold stocks have not performed all that well relative to the price of gold. Barrick, for instance, a notable example. And we have seen, I think, the largest of retail investors, that is, the largest switch we have seen is out of gold stock and gold stock mutual funds into the ETFs as a more direct, a purer play on bullion. But, however, as time goes by, and this will certainly be the case with a silver ETF or any ETF, the static shareholders or the static long holders of the fund decline over time as these funds become increasingly used as day trading or short or otherwise short-term trading vehicles, which is one of the reasons they were formed.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned in your article that they're also going to be introducing a copper ETF, but yet I've heard very little about the copper ETF.
Well, the copper, you know, the concern about the copper ETF is getting it past U.S. regulators, that the copper market is even smaller in terms of total transacted volume than is the silver market. Remember, that was the problem with the Barclay Silver ETF all along, wherein the fund actually has to purchase and sell metals. Are the silver markets liquid enough to handle what may be a huge influx or transfer of money into a vehicle that is buying and selling the physical bullion? Now, U.S. regulators said that they felt that the silver markets were deep enough to accommodate an ETF. The copper markets, however, you would find that regulators elsewhere, particularly in London and Hong Kong, have poo-pooed any formation of a copper ETF. Nonetheless, I would be certain it will be the next vehicle to be formed after a silver ETF by someone.
Yeah. Well, to date, I think there's over 90 ETFs listed. I mean, there's an ETF, there's an exchange-traded fund for pretty much anything you can name out there.
Well, we're coming to that. We have, of course, the new oil fund that was formed, came to market last week, the U.S. Oil Fund, which is a much purer play on oil than our oil stocks. ETFs are certainly the wave of the future, and you are going to see more of them formed.
Now, over the weekend, well, it was announced on Friday. We had the G7. And they always change it. One day it's a G7 meeting, next meeting it's a G8 meeting. I guess it depends when they like the Russians or not. But I got a question about the Russian statement about the U.S. dollar. When we return, we are speaking with Al Martin from AlMartinRaw.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Guess you think I can't make it with you gone.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with L. Martin from lmartinroar.com.
I don't want you to worry.
Dollar got hammered again today off some 50 basis points, but it took a real drubbing on Friday after remarks from the Russian finance minister at the G7 meeting, who said the dollar wasn't the world's absolute reserve currency, and this came a few minutes after Sweden announced it was making a major shift in its allocation of euros versus dollars.
Oh, well, indeed. You know, the Sweden, the Riksbank, or the Central Bank of Sweden, is not a noted holder of dollars. However, they are oftentimes looked at as a bellwether for what others do, particularly in Western Europe. But the Russian comments, the comments out of the G7 over the weekend, concerning Japan acting to strengthen the yen against the dollar, and you saw that play out today. You saw the dollar, another 50-point decline in the dollar today. That was principally against the yen. But there is more concerted action, I think, by the Bush-Cheney regime, which I think where much of this originates from, to try to put some pressure on the dollar, in that the regime is desperate to have to see the dollar fall.
Well, I mean, isn't it obvious to a lot of people that not only with the appointment of Ben Bernanke, affectionately called Helicopter Ben Bernanke, because he wants to just, hey, listen, so long as people accept dollars, we'll keep on printing the stuff. And at the same time, eliminating of the M3, which enables you and I to see how much money the government is printing. We no longer have the M3. Aren't foreign investors holding dollars right now thinking to themselves, well, maybe there's truth to the rumor that George Bush has instructed the U.S. Treasury to print up an additional $2 trillion to
well,
make it
mean,
some
you
short.
Know, Robbie, it isn't like this regime hasn't tried to create inflation. They have. The M3 money supply growth almost throughout the entire tenure of this regime has been or has averaged about 50% higher than its underlying targets. And yet the regime has still not been particularly successful in creating much needed inflation because of deflationary pressures that existed in the economy, not only our economy, but other economies in 2003 and 2004, and are still very much in the background. The dollar, what supports the dollar, is this very rich yield spread between the dollar and the other major currencies, the yen and the euro. And as long as that the Fed keeps moving up rates faster than the ECB or the Bank of Japan are moving up their rates, this rich dollar spread trade is going to continue, and it is going to make it difficult to weaken the dollar. And I think what the regime is doing now in Washington is undertaking an effort to undermine the dollar as much as is possible, in that this regime knows that the only way U.S. debt can continue to be serviced beyond the second quarter of 2009 is with a substantially cheaper dollar.
Well, yeah, I mean, that also probably is the reason why President Hughes' visit to Washington, D.C. was a complete bust. He achieved absolutely nothing, zero.
Besides, well, no, you notice that the regime did not play up any breakthrough agreements as to yuan or further yuan revaluation. The Chinese didn't offer any, nor are they going to do. What the Chinese are going to continue to do is to allow the yuan to rise gradually against the dollar every day within its trading bands. It is likely that the yuan will rise from 8.15 now to about 7.50 by the end of the year. But the Chinese simply aren't in a position to substantially revalue the yuan without hurting their domestic economy.
You know, it's and I'm sure you heard this as well. The Fed governor from Dallas, Texas, was giving a speech two Fridays ago.
Fed where, Governor Fisher.
Yeah, where he referred to the U.S. dollar as a faith-based currency. Now that really can't instill any great confidence in people holding. You mean the currency is backed by faith? Faith is such a fickle thing.
Well, the regime, who is this regime's ultimate constituency? Their ultimate, there's two different constituencies, a political constituency and an ultimate constituency. Its political constituency are the grassroots Republicans, the Fippies, Nifwicks, and Wrens. Remember those expressions? I use them all the time. The Fear, Ignorance, Prejudice, and Intolerance Brigades. And their erstwhile cousins, the Nifwicks, the naive flag-waving crowd, and their old chum, the Wrens, are right-wing religious nuts, most of whom are earning $76,000 a year or less. The grassroots Republicans from these factions are the political backbone, certainly. The odd thing about it is that they are the ones that will be hurt the most by the regime's economic policies down the line. But the regime's ultimate constituency is the top 10% of the population, more specifically the top 3 or 4% of the population. And there we find massive outflows of dollars, not only outside of the United States, but turning those dollars into other assets outside of the United States at a record pace.
Well, he's losing... Unfortunately, his statements today in California, he is decimating his core constituency and his hardcore under $75,000 a year base by pretty much just pushing once again for amnesty.
Well, he is, and of course that has hurt Republican pro-Bush faction Republican support in the Southwest. It's not that big of an issue in a lot of other parts of the country. It is in the Southwest. I understand George was riding his bicycle again today.
Well, it's his day.
Yes, and the Secret Service was smart enough this time to cut down all the trees in front of him. Unfortunately, he simply can't holler at the trees and tell them to jump out of the way.
There's no love lost between my guest and the current regime, although must be noted that Al worked for the old man at one point.
I know all the brothers. You know, I mean, I know them from the 1980s, had met them all, had done business with most of them. I mean, I know what they're all about.
You know, when we look at this current situation, unfortunately, it seems as though we're on a fast track for this this policy by the Council on Foreign Relations. It was once again reiterated when Bush met with Vicente Fox and the Prime Minister of Canada, that they are trying to fast-track this North American community, this sort of everybody hold hands, sing kumbaya, and everybody's going to prosper by this. You got any thoughts on you know, what this will ultimately do?
This some sort of North American pact is ultimately desirable and will be necessary for Bushonian attempts to expand declining American influence in South America in an effort to offset rising Russian and Chinese influence south of the border. Robbie, simply put, if you read some of the articles I've written on AlMartinRaw.com lately, what Bushonomics 2 has done and the creation of $6 trillion of new debt is effectively ushered in a new era of the sunsetting of the American empire. And the sole rising powers on the planet, as the IMF points out, are now Russia and China. And it is likely that there will be some sort of Sino-Russian empire built for the purposes of dominating commoditized resources globally. You see the Russian and Chinese already doing that across the planet. Our ability to do so, to compete, even in commodity-rich third-world nation states that we used to be able to dominate, has diminished substantially because we cannot provide the financial or other resources to those nation states that we once did. And the world is changing, and people best understand that the United States is a power in decline, and that a Sino-Russian Federation, empire, whatever you want to call it, is being formed and will likely be the ruling entity on this planet in 10 years' time.
One of the points that I was getting to with this North American community, it pretty much is a death knell for what was once the world's most affluent disposable income crowd called the middle class. This is the ultimate shift of wealth from as your one article points out, from the bottom 50% of the population to the top 20% of the population. In other words, we're going to end up as a banana republic. We are going to be rich or poor, no in between.
The bananization of the American republic, as I oftentimes point out, that's what Bushonomics is. And under this regime, there has been a record transfer of wealth from the bottom 50% to the top 20%. And that will continue, certainly. Bushonian job exportation program, which will increase again this year. Remember, we are living in a Bushonian regime, the only such regime in American history that has an official funded U.S. jobs exportation program, which citizens are paying for through subsidizing corporate tax measures designed to encourage job exportation in order to increase productivity in the nation and reduce per unit labor cost. It is the only way this nation can be kept competitive now is through increasing productivity. The problem, one of the downsides of increasing productivity is that those who are making $40,000 or $50,000 a year or less are those who are seeing the most job losses. And those jobs aren't going to be replaced.
Well, it helps explain his immigration policy.
It does.
I mean, this
certainly
is why he's pushing for amnesty.
I mean, what is the great moniker of the immigrationalist? That is that migrant labor is taking U.S. jobs that Americans wouldn't take anyway.
Dude, which is such a load of BS in and of itself. I mean, the reason why those jobs allegedly are not being taken by Americans is simply because of the influx of illegals into America has driven down the wages of, you know, this, you know, standard jobs, drywallers, roofers, you know, carpenters, and those jobs that used to be the great stepping stone from the middle class to the affluent middle class. And so once you decimate those, I think your analysis of the shift of wealth from the bottom 50% to the top 20% is entirely correct.
Well, as I point out, Robbie, I am a great believer. I know a lot of people aren't, but I am a great believer in the Malthusian, the Thomas Malthus, the renowned early 19th century English social economist that dreamed up many economic theorems, which are still in use today, and I am a firm believer in those theorems. And we have reached many numbers now under the Bush-Cheney regime that no other nation states have reached. The top 1% of the U.S. population now owns or controls 70% of all of the private wealth in the nation. That is a consolidation of wealth that has never been reached by any other nation state in the past 2,000 years.
You know why I like having you on? Because you are such a optimist about the future. Speaking of which, anything you got on your radar screen coming up this week? Is there any particular thing we should be paying close attention to, or is it just pretty much same old stuff?
Well, you know, as you know, Robbie, I'm very, you know, we are trader oriented. We are mostly day traders, short term traders, whatever. We got a pretty big economic calendar this week for investors and traders to be looking at. We got housing data, consumer confidence, durable goods. Got a big treasury calendar, three big note auctions this week starting tomorrow. Here's an interesting thing for investors to be looking at. Look tomorrow, the U.S. Treasury auctioning $6 billion worth of the five-year TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, so-called TIPS bonds. Mm-hmm. Those five-year TIPS have not gone well heretofore, not sold well heretofore. If they sell well tomorrow, that might signal a little shift in investor sentiment that inflation, some real inflation, is now on the horizon. And you wait and see, for instance, if those five-year TIPS auction goes well tomorrow, the regular U.S. Treasury bonds that we trade, the 30-year bonds that we trade every year, will actually decline in value in tomorrow's trade.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. TIPS are based on government figures about what inflation is. And then my conspiracy mind says if I'm having to pay out based on what inflation is, I'm going to lie about that figure until the cows come home because I don't want to pay out what real inflation is.
No, of course not. And they're based on, you know, you're right, the TIPS are based on a fixed rate plus CPI. And I recommended the TIPS for average investors in the past. And they have been reasonably good performers and are likely will be real good performers, I think. But yes, do you get nicked on the yield? Of course you do because of the way the government calculates CPI, which is not realistic, and consistently underestimates inflation. Yet, you notice how quick the Bush-Cheney regime undermined the effort that the previous regime had undertaken to revise the PPI and CPI data to make it more realistic.
Well, I saw what they use as a gauge in last week's report. It was computers, industrial cutting machines, and floor coverings. Now, I use those every day.
You know, the CPI, as your friend Jimmy Rogers points out, the CPI is a wonderful gauge for inflation if you don't eat and don't use any oil.
It's such a scam, this whole thing it is. We are speaking with Al Martin from AlMartinRaw.com. And, man, did this hour fly. We got one more segment to go. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. I've had fun. Thanks, Al. Thank you for being my friend, Al. Real briefly, crude was down $2 a barrel today, just based on a statement that OPEC minister says he's going to keep the markets well supplied. But judging by the gas stations around the country, I don't think you'll find anybody who doesn't think we ain't going to see $4 gas in the U.S. come Labor Day.
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, as I pointed out on your show in the past, the relationship between crude and gas at the filling station, the entire pipeline involved, you know, the gasoline at the pumps is always 10 to 14 days behind the crude in terms of price ratio. There are still increase, even if crude continues to fall back a little, you haven't seen all the price increases in retail gas. Yesterday, the Lundberg weekly survey showed $2.91 nationwide average for self-serve regular. That I think is likely to increase to crude oil pulls back a little.
Now, I know you are only concerned with prices in the next 5 minutes as opposed to projecting them down the line, but do you take into account of the possible ramifications of a $4 gasoline nationwide?
Oh, certainly. I mean, in an environment where the equity markets are dramatically overbought relative to their underlying fundamentals, rising interest rates, record consumer debt loads, falling a bleeding of air out of the speculative bubble in housing, leading to falling home sales, falling home prices, combined with rising fuel prices, particularly retail fuel prices. Those who claim that we're looking at Dow 13,000 by the end of this year are out of their friggin' minds.
You know, it is amazing to watch the naivete of the shills on like CNBC, who on a constant basis pretty much all echo the same sentiment: don't worry, be happy, everything's fine, and we'll make it through. But as we pointed out in this hour, we are witnessing the slow and systematic erosion of what once was America's greatest asset, and that is a fairly affluent middle class. And nobody's sounding the call outside of maybe Lou Dobbs. I think Lou Dobbs is most probably the only guy on television that is talking about it.
Well, and we see how Bill O'Reilly attacks Lou Dobbs regularly, calling him seditious.
Al, thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Robbie.
Always a pleasure, sir. Al Martin from AlMartinRaw.com. You'll hear stuff on this Monday program you won't hear pretty much anywhere else. Stay tuned for Mr. Statmiller, and I'll see you tomorrow. My co-host tomorrow, Jeffrey Bennett, and we'll pick it up and run with the ball once again. Till then, see you back.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.